everyone. Welcome to U of T Life Science 101. Today we're going to talk about Chem 136, which is an introductory course to organic chemistry. So organic chemistry, we took this course, me and Omar, during COVID. And so probably a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today, especially the syllabus, is going to be different from right now, because right now the course is being offered in person. But back in COVID, we had tutorial group quizzes, which were 5%, and best 8 out of 11 would have count towards our mark. Then we have practicals, online practicals, which were 30%, and we had 4 tests, which were throughout the course, and they all worth 18%. However, one thing about chemistry department is that I think your lowest test would be 11%, except 18%.
It was way less. There's definitely a lot of leniency and wiggle room for this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when it came to group quizzes, I mean, they were pretty straightforward. It was just during tutorials, and they would just make small groups, and you would just do a question. They were pretty easy, like as long as you did the study,
I would say so.
You would do right? Practicals, so what we used to do is that they used to give us some videos to watch, and then we watched those videos, and then there were some questions that we needed to answer, and that was our lab report. They were not very fun, obviously, because it was not in person, but from some of my friends who took the course recently, they told me that it was really engaging, but also difficult, because organic chemistry is one of those topics that people...
It's hard to wrap their minds around, especially if it's... First time, if you didn't experience it very much in high school, it's definitely a learning curve.
Yeah, because in high school, it's mostly focused on how to name molecules, but this course like doesn't focus on that as much.
Maybe like
one or two lectures, and then And then tests, one thing about, I remember the first test was pretty easy, like it was just like about naming molecules mostly. But then the second test was difficult, and many students, like many of my friends, didn't do good. But then the test 3 and test 4, people got better because they figured out how to study for this course. One thing I would say, and then you can add on to it more, but one thing I would say is that when it comes to tests, especially organic chemistry, you need to memorize the concepts, then apply your knowledge in different situations. So do lots of practice questions, especially there's a textbook provided. Get the textbook and also get the solutions for the textbook. You can also find it online. And make sure you do every single question they say. And if you don't understand the question, make sure you understand it. Ask your TAs, ask your professors.
Yeah, for sure. Just continue with the textbook. I'll go over the other aspects of the course as well myself. But the textbook questions are very, very useful. It almost reminded me of how getting textbook homework in high school would be another form of studying, and really, like, if you were doing your homework in class, you would do well on tests and quizzes without having to do too much work extra. I had a similar feeling from doing the textbook questions for this course. I think they were very well representing of what was going to be seen on the test, and they did actually help me solidify my knowledge. And there's also a ton that's assigned, which is a headache, but of course it's also a lot of material depending on how comfortable you are with what you had learned to have the chance to practice. And in terms of the other parts of the structure of the course, what I really do like about it is the leniency. So like Asan mentioned, out of the 4 tests, which are essentially big quizzes, if we're gonna be more frank, there is a leniency where the lowest one will be weighed a little bit less. And there's a similar thing with the tutorial group quizzes or the team up quizzes, where I think it was the best 8 out of 11 that you would keep and the other would be dropped. So this gives you chances. There's many chances in this course, or a lot of different small marks that help you get a good grade instead of there being one big final exam or one big assignment that sucks most of your grade. Another thing, important thing I'd really like to mention is the practicals. So even though now you guys may be getting the chance to do the experiments in person and to watch the observation in person, this is great for you because you're going to get the chance to be in the lab environment, learn how to use all the lab tools and machinery, follow lab protocol. But the lab reports is also a big learning curve, especially for first year students generally, because they can be very nitpicky with the grading. This will also depend on your TA. But just in general, you'll notice that fine details and small ways in which your answer can be okay and be better and how you wrote the answer. And it's frustrating at first. I remember I was very frustrated with a couple of my first lab report marks. But I think that if you follow the notes that are given on your assignment and you look at better quality lab reports from people who got better grades and you collaborate with other people, you'll find that the grades are achievable and it's a very useful skill, because this kind of delicate writing where there's a lot of detail and the person marking is very nitpicky, this is going to be a common theme in the rest of your life science career. So I think it's a very valuable experience in that way as well.